have a door. I don't own it, but I do keep it secure. It safeguards all my treasure. Behind the door, I have a lifetime. Three lifetimes to save and someone to walk it out with. Demands meet me before I open my eyes to pull me out of slumber and into labor. Behind the door, there is innocence and hope, faith and confidence in me, in us. Behind the door, I have a kitchen with 16 plates, 9 spools, and 10 spoons when everything is clean. I keep my recipes with me, inside my head. I remember chopping techniques like metaphors. I usually eat alone, and much later than mealtime. I count the heads who filled their bellies and wait until all are full. We all eat separately. We are too busy trying to get our lives in order to create any order in our chaos. We are hypocrisy and irony, patience and virtue, juxtaposition and complement inside out. I have a problem that follows me to morning. I wake up with new solutions. I have formulas saved in my hard drive to succeed, to dream. I have a present but no plan for the future, a gift but no way to live with it. But I have a door, and each time it opens, I step out to gain an opportunity. And each time I close it, I choose to rest, to sleep, or to quit, or to be safe. You don't always want a door like this one locked.